You're listening to Solihull Radio.
Hello and a very warm welcome once again to What's on Solihull. This is the show that will talk you through all the fun things to see and do this week here in Solihull and the surrounding areas. And as always, we've got a lot going on. My name is Claire Bullivant from the Solihull Observer, and I'm joined in the studio with Jeff O'Brien from Solihull Radio and Ian Rogers, who runs What's on Solihull. Say hello, guys.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hello there.
Hello. And the most important thing is you guys listening. Please do get in touch with us if you have any events that you'd like included. You can contact us at the Solihull Observer, telephone 0121 270 2291, and you can email us. You can find us on social media. Facebook is What's on Solihull, or Instagram or Twitter. We're on all the platforms. So get in touch with us and let us help you publicise your event. And who knows, we may even have you on the show one day to talk about your event that's going on. So we're starting off this week on Thursday the 9th of May.
Go for it. What's happening Thursday the 9th of May?
Well, I got sent the Opera Boys. They're coming to the Core Theatre. They are some of the leading men from London's West End who bring all the showstoppers from hit shows such as Les Miserables, Phantom of the Opera, right through to the Jersey Boys. And they say it's like making classical music accessible to the masses, which I love that. It's a good idea, isn't it? And it really does sound like it's going to be a spectacular show. All the guys in the show, they're successful performers in their own right, having had lead roles on London's West End and even in Broadway in New York. And apparently one of them was last year's Belgium entry for the Eurovision Song Contest. And
he even came fourth.
So it's going to be a good show, isn't it?
Eurovision Song Contest coming up in a couple of weeks. Are you big Eurovision fans?
Not really, no.
Yeah. I like it. I do. I kind of get into it. I always think I won't, but then it comes on and I'm like, I'm going to watch it. And
My first revelation of today then, I hold a bit of a Eurovision party every year.
Do you?
Do you do Eurovision parties?
No,
we're coming to yours.
I'm looking for my invite in the post already.
What's our entry like this year? Have we got a chance? Or is Europe going to...
No.
I always think Europe's going to really destroy us this year, probably, aren't they?
They'll probably give us a hard time.
It's been the same since Books Fizz.
There you go.
Well, if you want to get your tickets from the Core Theatre, just go to the Core Theatre website for the Opera Boys, and it's the Core Theatre at solihull.co.uk. And also on Thursday the 9th of May, we've got a theatre production called Light Delay, performed by the Free Spirit Theatre at the Dove House Theatre at the Langley Arts and Sports Complex. I love this. It's apparently 300 plays were submitted from all over the world, and these were narrowed down to a long list of 60, then a list of 20, and then down to 5 finalists before reaching this winning entry, written by Jessica Andre Warther, and it's performed at the Dove House Theatre. And I love this concept. It's all about a doctor who's working to launch a colony ship that will take humanity to the stars. It sounds like a sci-fi adventure, and I love sci-fi. Do you guys?
I do, actually. And have you been to that venue? Have you been to the Dove House?
Yes. Yeah, so I used to host a dance show there. It's good, isn't it?
It's really good. And really nice venue.
Hang on. You used to host a dance show?
As the compere introduced.
Bruno.
Sashay.
I haven't seen you dance yet, Ian.
There's Ian's revelation for the show today. great space.
Oh, well, it sounds as though this performance is going to be absolutely stellar, like what I did there.
Oh, good work.
But it is. It's kind of like the consequences it's going to have for those who are left on planet Earth and the rest of them spreading off into the universe to start anew. So it sounds like an amazing theatrical production. Goodness knows how they're going to do all that on the stage, but apparently it's a brilliantly written piece of work, and it's going to be performing on Thursday, Friday and Saturday as well. So,
do we need to pre-order tickets?
I think so. You can call 0333 666 3366 for tickets.
There you go. So what's happening after that Friday? Ian, this is your area.
Let's have a little look. We've got a 70s and 80s soul night at the Lake at Barston. For more details, you can go to their website, www.thelakeatbarston.co.uk. They've got loads of events on there. I was looking through their schedule again the other day. It's really, really impressive. In Solihull Town Centre, it's 90s night at the Mason's Arms. DJ Dave J, he's on there from 9 o'clock. More live music at Isabella's. I DJed there on Sunday.
I saw the photo of you on Facebook.
Yeah, it was good. It was sort of more of a, they had a bottomless brunch on. So a band on between 4 and 6. And then I followed up afterwards from 6 o'clock for a few hours. It was good. Nice venue. Love that venue.
What sort of music were you playing?
I was playing, it was more of an older crowd in. So it was sort of 70s, disco, 80s soul, and a couple of 90s club classics.
Do you go along? Like nowadays, you don't have to take all your records, do you? It's all on your phone. Do you just have to...
On my phone?
Is it on your phone or do you have like
quite, a... No, I have my MacBook and a plug-in hard drive that I work off. So, but it means that I've got every single music style available if it's required then. So,
How many tunes do you think you've got on your Mac?
No idea. It'd be...
Is it thousands?
Oh, yes.
Oh, easily thousands nowadays, yeah.
Probably could be like 25,000-50,000 songs on it.
And do you
maybe.
Have to buy all those from like iTunes? Yeah. So it's expensive.
It is, yeah. No money in it.
Mm. Not DJs.
That's for sure. So Alex Harry, he's at Isabella's this week from 9 o'clock. Free entry in there as always. The Slug and Lettuce has DJ Andy Eames. He's on there from 9 o'clock. And our friend Kyle Sheriff at Walkabout for the late night part in the town.
That's it. Four o'clock in the morning finish.
Yeah. We will try it one day.
One day.
I'm not ready. I think the park room will come before the 4 o'clock finish. So, moving on to Saturday, the 11th of May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got a donkey derby, haven't we, happening at Shirley Park. Now, you've been to one of these before,
I have,
Jeff.
And they are really, really good fun. Great fun for all of the family as well.
And there are real donkeys there.
Real donkeys and stalls and, just really, it's a really nice vibe.
Well, apparently it's all to do with helping Shirley Round Table to raise money for charity. And there's going to be donkey races, entertainment for all ages, children's rides, sideshows and stalls. The entrance is only £2 per person, free for children under 10 years old. And for more information, you can go to their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ Shirley Donkey Derby.
Brilliant. And it really is a great day. Really
great for the family, yeah, I'd imagine that.
It is. News just in, the first Marston Green Scout Group are presenting their gala day on Saturday the 11th of May, and that's at the St Leonard's Church Grounds, Parish Hall, Elmden Road. That's Marston Green B37. 7BT. Now, from 12:30, there is the Village Street Parade, supporting all of the youth groups and their displays. And then from 1 o'clock, it's the official opening, and 3:30, it's the gala draw. Now, traditional school stalls, including Stocks, Smashing Crockery, that'll be good fun, Grand National, Bottle Tombolas, Human Fruit Machines, Take Your Pick Books, Bric-a-Brac Refreshments, and of course, cakes. So if you would like to go on Saturday the 11th of May and help support the first Marston Green Scout group, you can head across there.
And if you're going to be eating the cakes, make sure on Saturday morning you go running with the Solihull Triathlon Club at the Tudor Grange Park from 9:30 a.m. There's an adult and a junior session, and sessions include a warm-up and warm-down with stretching, etc. And you can get all the details for that on solihulltri.club. And it's a busy day on Saturday, and it's a sporty day on Saturday because there's also an open day at West Warwickshire Sports Complex in Alton, Solihull. It's going to be loads of fun with a barbecue, refreshments, disco, face painting, all happening there between 12 and 4 p.m. And there's also prizes and fitness consultations, and you could even win a whole year's free gym membership to the West Warwickshire Sports Complex. You can call them on 0121 706 3594 if you want more information on that.
Great. Just before I move on too far, if you are planning on going up to the Marston Scout Group, they are closing some of the roads between 12:15 and 1:30. So some of the roads, for instance, the parade will begin at St Leonard's Church, then travel to Elm Farm Avenue, and it will turn round there and then come back. So if you are Elmden Lane, Aylesford Drive, Hall Drive, Digby Drive, and all of the associated areas, your roads will have some temporary road closures from 12:15 up until 1:30 on Saturday.
Also, Saturday night is a busy night in town. There's a sing-along to The Greatest Showman event happening at the Core Theatre. There are two showings for that, 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Your kids will love it. And apparently there's a host who gets you all up and dancing and singing. And it's apparently loads of fun
great.
There. I can
it's
imagine
film,
you're going to love
it?
That. I love it. The music's just fantastic. Also on Saturday evening, there's an evening with Tricia Stewart happening at the Crown Plaza.
Who's Tricia Stewart?
She's the founder of the Calendar Girls, apparently. And
good
this
question.
is This is all in aid of charity Aquabox. And there's going to be a 3-course dinner in the De Limesey suite there. And it promises to be a fabulous evening. I can't wait to hear all about the Calendar Girls. Mm-hmm. And so she must have been the woman who came up with the whole idea, do you reckon? Well, we'll find out more about it, but that's what the press release says. But you can find out more from Anita Johnson on 0121 709 0638 if you want tickets for that.
Great. Where do we go? One Love? At the Land Rover Sports and Social Club Solihull, Birmingham's reggae tribute specialist playing a homage to reggae from 7 o'clock. If you want to find out a little bit more about that, it's 0121 742 5490. Is this a band that you know of, Ian?
Have you, yes. Yeah, I've worked with them on quite a few times. A guy called Colin that's in the band there that I've used them. They've played a few of the venues around Solihull, and the last time I used them was on an event in Birmingham. They're really good.
Excellent. So if you want to get over to the social club, the Land Rover Sports and Social Club in Solihull, have a look if you like some reggae.
The Shirley Band also have a centenary concert going on Saturday night at Shirley Baptist Church. B93BD is the postcode for your sat nav there, 7 p.m. start. And there's also live music with Jessica Rhodes at Isabella's, 9 p.m. there. And also your mate, DJ Carl Sheriff, he's doing his thing.
He's taken over the town. Slug and Lettuce in Solihull. He'll be there from 9 o'clock through till 2 o'clock on Saturday.
One day, could we get Carl in on this podcast? Yeah. Could we get him in to do some recording with us and just tell us a little bit about his Solihull domination plan?
Yeah, his plans, his future plans. He's doing a lot of different work at the moment as well. His plans doing lots of sort of media filming, photography. He's really getting into his media world. So yeah, it'd be a great one to have a chat to.
Okay, we'll get him in. First guest on the podcast recording.
Yes.
If anyone would like to be a guest on our podcast recording, we're very welcoming here, aren't we? There's teas, coffees,
absolutely.
And you can for me.
I was having a look around the studio then. I think they're hidden, but do come along and help me find them.
Yeah. He's got the water cooler fired up.
The water cooler works now.
So we'll give you a glass of water, a nice cold glass of water.
So if you do want to be part of the What's On Solihull podcast, you're more than welcome. Get in touch with Clara over at the paper and you can be involved in our recording and tell us all about the events that you've got coming up. Right, where are we at?
We're on Sunday, the 12th of May.
Okay.
Yeah, live music with a guy called James Reedy. He's a local guy from Solihull. I know him because I ran a Touchwood Talent competition last year to get a chance for someone to perform on the main stage at Solihull Summerfest. And he won that competition. He was brilliant. Really good. So he performed at the Solihull Summerfest last year. Very kind of Ed Sheeranish kind of style. Does a few Irish numbers as well. We've been kind of representing him and booking him since then. So great guy. Good future, I think.
Cool. And his name's James Reedy.
James Reedy. Okay. One to watch out for.
And so that's the Slug and Lettuce. What sort of time will he be on there?
He's on from 6 o'clock. It's a nice time on a Sunday, actually. So you can go in there at 6. It's all done by 8 o'clock, so you can still be in bed early, ready for Monday. It's a school night after all, let's be sensible.
Yeah, but nice. I don't like the Sunday evening feeling. You know that Sunday night feeling when you know that something's coming up? Yeah, and it's not for me. And finally, Tuesday, the 14th of May, we haven't got anything in on Monday, have we?
We need some events on Monday.
I guess it's probably pretty much everyone kind of has a bit of a rest after the weekend. Refuel. Back out again.
Okay, so Tuesday the 14th of May, it's Jesus Christ Superstar on at the Core, and that starts at 7:30, and that's running right through now until the 18th. So is that the opening night, Claire?
This is the opening night, yeah, and it's the cast of Solihull Theatre. They're bringing Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice's iconic rock opera right up to date with contemporary and innovative creativity, but still focusing on all those classic songs such as Superstar, I Don't Know How to Love Him, etc., etc. It's a fantastic show.
Brilliant show.
Really good. I'm going to interject very quickly and say I went to the Core on Saturday to watch The Wedding Singer.
Yep.
It was amazing.
Was it?
It was so, so good. It was thoroughly entertaining and mesmerising from start to finish. And the first half was so funny that I thought, they're not going to top this. The peak's too soon. And it just kept getting better and better. It was a really good show. If they do put that one on again, I would highly recommend going along.
I read the reviews and it sounded amazing and I'm gutted I missed it.
Yeah,
it's a great
too.
Theatre. Again, it's a really well laid out theatre for shows, isn't it? Quite intimate and nice.
And the theatre, what is it, 330 odd seats?
Yeah.
And you do feel, and every seat is good.
Yeah.
So there's no problems with a venue. And the team at the Core are very good as well. the front of house team.
We're lucky to have it there. Yep. And how's your festival planning going, Ian?
Okay, yeah, we've put our final two offers in, so we're hoping this week to have two announcements that we can put out. Hopefully one on Thursday night and then one by the end of the week. So we'll have a full and complete lineup this week.
And just in case you haven't heard previous podcasts, Ian runs the Solihull Festival every year, which this year is happening
on Saturday the 27th of July and Sunday the 28th of
July. So he's just finalising all the bookings of all the amazing bands.
Yes, all the paperwork, all the riders.
Yeah, you've got some incredible... riders. What's the best rider you've ever had from someone? if you don't know, a rider is the list of demands that the artist requires just when they come.
All the blue M&Ms, is that what it is?
I have actually had the ones with different particular colours of Skittles.
Have you really?
People want, yeah. I think it's just someone in an office that makes it, because the artists often arrive and look confused at why they've got blue M&Ms, triangle cut sandwiches and lots of alcohol, and I think the rest of their band and friends tend to take advantage of them more, maybe sometimes.
I remember last year when we were backstage and Alicia Dixon lost her mobile phone.
Yes.
And one of your members of staff came running. She was panicking beyond belief, but she was the coolest person ever. And people were sort of hanging around her, offering her bits, you know, orange juice and water. And she was just, you could see that most of them are just so nice, aren't they?
Yeah, they get in, do the job and disappear. Mm.
Yeah, but then a member of staff came over and handed her her mobile phone, and she was just the happiest person on the planet that her phone had been. She'd left it in one of the public loos.
Yeah, she'd left it in what we call the posh toilets.
The posh toilets.
Yeah. Right.
But there's always lots of good stories behind the scenes, aren't there?
Good stuff. Right, if you have enjoyed this podcast, why don't you... it's very tricky, isn't it? Because it's date-related, our What's On podcast. So if you would like to be involved in a podcast that's upcoming, why don't you get in touch with us either here at the studio or get in touch with Claire at the paper, or you can always message Ian on What's On Solihull on Facebook, couldn't you?
To
be involved. Claire, anything else to add?
No, I'm just really looking forward to all the events this week. It's going to be another good week in Solihull. And yeah, do get in touch with us, because we'd love to pop you in the paper. We'll pop you on our social media channels, and we'll also talk about you and your event on this podcast. So do get in touch with us.
Absolutely. Have a great week.
Yeah, have a great week, everybody.